The weirdest thing when I was like a kid was how much they scared us about smoking weed. They scared us about it constantly. And I've been on tour this year. Marijuana's legal in like 18 or 19 states in some form or another. It's insane. Yeah, well, all right, don't woo if you're white. It's always been legal for us. Come on, sir. We don't go to jail for marijuana, you silly Billy. When I was arrested with a one-hitter at a Rusted Root concert, I did not serve hard time. I think I got an award. 18 or 19 states, and by the way, I agree, it's a very good thing. But it's also a really weird thing, because this is the first time I've ever seen a law change because the government is just like, fine, you know? I've never seen it before. Like gay marriage and healthcare, we have to battle it out in the Supreme Court and be like, gay people are humans, and they're like, we'll think about it. But with weed, it was just something we wanted really badly, and we kept asking them for 40 years, like, excuse me. And then suddenly the government became like cool parents, and they're just like, okay, here, take a little. We'd rather you do it in the house than go somewhere else, blah, 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 blah. Those stupid parents. And that's a big deal because they scared us about weed constantly. It would be on our sitcoms. We'd be watching Saved by the Bell. We'd be having a great old time. And then suddenly a character we had not seen before would show up with some weed and the episode would stop cold in its tracks. And they'd always hold the joint, the bad guy would hold the joint in like a villainous way. They'd always offer the joint in a way that no one ever holds a joint, like it's a skull in a Shakespeare play. And now it's legal, and that is great news. Unless you're a weed dealer, and then it is terrible news. And I don't just mean because they're about to lose out to Amazon.com. I more feel bad for weed dealers because they're about to find out that we only showed them a certain amount of politeness because they had an illegal product. And we don't show that same politeness to people who deliver legal products. Like when the Chinese food delivery guy comes, we don't let him hang out after he's delivered the Chinese food. And we don't look the other way when he says weird shit to the girls we're hanging out with to try to preserve the relationship. And we definitely don't give him some of the Chinese food. He's never like, hey, can I get in on those dumplings? And we're like, yeah, we're all friends.